Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 19. A thought had come to mind a little bit more about this whole getting to your audience, finding your audience. And it once again relates to that seminar company I was talking about a couple episodes back there, Padgett Thompson. If you go out and look up Padgett Thompson, you may have to look up in Wikipedia. And as I say, since they were kind of the progenitors of that whole business seminar kind of company thing, they probably do have a Wikipedia entry, although I've not bothered to go out and look for that. There is another company, Dane, that is associated with the company, and they may be doing business more under that company name rather than the original Padgett Thompson name, because as I mentioned, the original Padgett Thompson have retired. That's a story in and of itself. Apparently, it's not the first time they retired. They would retire and then come back and buy the business back from whoever it is that bought it from them. But I mentioned that they are phenomenally successful at not only getting people to pay to come to their seminars, but also selling them more stuff while they're at the seminar, more information related to the seminar itself. But they also had fairly high expenses in getting to that audience because it involved snail mail. It involved mailing out sometimes multiple things, quite often, I would think, multiple things per week to make people aware of their seminars. And they started this, of course, long before microcomputers made this kind of thing easier to produce that mail, and even far before electronic mail was readily available. So I don't know what usage of electronic mail they use now rather than the traditional mail. But this was a major expense, and because of tax issues that occurred several years ago here within the United States on business expenses related to mail and related cheaper ability to send out mailings if you were a bona fide educational institution, they actually went into a joint venture with a local Jesuit college here that had that educational status in order to use that to make it cheaper for them to send out the mail. Years later here now, they may be doing business under that other name, and partially that's because when Mr. Padgett, Thompson retired this last time, the Jesuits kind of came in and took over management of the company and changed its direction. So I have no idea whether it's still doing business that actively or how, but careful what it is you pay to find your audience, because sometimes that may be a price that's so high that you cease to be what you were before if you enter into partnerships with other people. So that was an interesting one. The other one was seminars have changed because you can deliver webinars now. And most of my endeavors now are delivering things over the web rather than having to go on site to deliver information to our customers at the company that I work for. I do have a few trips coming up in the not-too-distant future here, and I probably have had more trips this year than I've had in the previous 5 years put together. But it is much more common for me to deliver information over the web rather than directly while I'm standing in the room with people. It doesn't involve putting me on a plane and them buying meals and hotel rooms and other things involved with travel. So it's much cheaper for them. Now, lest you think that this is a limited medium, towards the end there, before the retirement and changeover of management took place, this very seminar company started doing webinars and had 500 plus people on a webinar paying for the delivery of the information that was being delivered to them over the webinar. I have no idea if upsell was part of that, but certainly if they could find a way to do it, I'm sure that they would. So there's another way of delivering your information if you have that type of audience and if you can find them. And electronic mail should make that cheaper, right, in today's modern world. So the revolution in seminars is probably not having to go there and still deliver the seminar information. So that's it for today, and probably that's it for seminars, unless something else occurs to me. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.